Day 6. Hi again. We live in a negative society in which we are continuously bombarded with bad news. Negative influences are everywhere. What we need is something positive, something upbeat. In our society, it is advertising that provides us with that much-needed dose of optimism. While watching television, we often witness scenes of violence and brutality. However, every 10 minutes or so, we are transported from the world of murders and kidnappings to a completely different world. Suddenly, we are watching a happy family eating a chicken dinner or viewing gorgeous girls in bikinis on the beach. It's good to escape into a dream world filled with beautiful people and happy families, to see something positive for a change. I, for one, would much rather go sailing or camping with my family than watch someone get murdered. Advertising in newspapers, television and radio are an item of hope in a sea of negativity. Advertisers are fully aware of this situation and exploit it to the fullest. We often hear people say, "Advertising doesn't really influence me. I buy only what I really need." They can run their ads for fast food as often as they like. I never touch that stuff. Okay, so you don't like hamburgers, and all the ads in the world can't entice you to eat them? However, even if you don't buy the advertised item, you are still buying the idea, and this is even worse. As in order to be happy, you need to buy, to eat, or to consume something. Everyone wants to be happy. It is only normal. Advertisers sell us the idea that we can attain happiness by purchasing something, and they bombard us with this message day after day. Advertising makes us associate an advertised product with happiness, so much so that we become unhappy and feel as if we're missing out on something if we can't obtain certain products. Whether it be lack of money that is preventing you from purchasing a particular item, or your health, or perhaps a diet that is stopping you from eating a certain food, you end up feeling that something is lacking in your life. Something without which you cannot be happy. You believe you have as much right to happiness as everyone else, so you feel deprived. Whenever I watch beer commercials featuring sports and athletes, I always wonder how they affect the obese person who's on a diet. Is a dieter more frustrated at not being able to drink beer or at not being able to play basketball, tennis or volleyball? While we believe that advertising is necessary for our type of society, those who view ads should see them as what they really are and take them with a grain of salt. The athlete you see in an ad is happy because of his performance. He's proud of his exploits, which are more important than any beer he may drink. The bikini-clad girl on the beach is happy because people find her attractive. She feels good about herself, which is of greater importance than any soft drink she prefers. The family in the restaurant is happy, not because they are eating, but because they are together, enjoying each other's company. It would be great if beer ads induced people to participate in sports, if food ads promoted people to keep themselves trim, and if restaurant ads made more people want to spend time with family and friends. Unfortunately, this is not the case. Each commercial must be viewed objectively, its message analysed in a realistic way. Since adverts provide us with much-needed positive images in a world dominated by negativity, it's easy to be seduced by the scenes of happiness they depict. Stop for a moment and ask yourself if you can really buy happiness. I'm not saying that we can't derive pleasure from owning a product or eating a food. The point we're trying to make is that pleasure can't be equated with happiness. True happiness must be cultivated from within. Pleasure is but the icing on the cake.